Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Wow, good fall morning to y'all today. What a day. It's been kind of weird, like rainy, and then all of a sudden the sun starts popping out. Life is good. Life is good. And so it is for baseball as well, as we are set for a World Series. The Cavaliers are getting ready to open the season, and the Browns have a little bit of a positive vibe going on. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Yes?
What's up, dude?
What's up with you?
Look at you wearing a little golf shirt. Walter Hagen on the side. I like that. You know,
that's what happens when you're in a hurry to go buy a shirt,
Walter Hagen. It's a classic old golf name right there.
Well, the shirt's not that old, though. The shirt's like maybe a year old.
No, but he's a legendary golfer from way back in the day.
Well, that makes me feel good. No one does the style report better than you do to start a radio show.
Walter Hagen has good products.
Jeffrey, I need to ask you a question.
Andy, go ahead and do that.
Tell me who's on the show, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
What do you mean? You want to know?
Yeah, I'd like to know who's on the show. It's always a pleasure to do that.
Mary Kay Cabot's joining us at 11. Chris Fedor's talking Cavs with us at 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
We're hitting the big timers from Cleveland.com. We're going to have an NFL rapid fire. There's lots of stuff going on. We're going to do our quarterback look. The guy's coming out in the 2026 draft. It's becoming problematic. We'll explain that later. Man, what a day it's going to be.
Oh, I'm very excited.
I'm just pumped.
Very, very excited. Dan Menigan is here today as well. So let's hop into this question that we were kicking around a little bit this morning. I was thinking about it last night as well.
We're kicking it.
So the Browns win on Sunday, right?
How about that?
We're all feeling good about it. Everyone's heading in the right direction.
Now you're talking. Way to go, AB.
Doesn't really matter who they were playing against. Did it matter? Did that matter?
When you're 1-5, it doesn't matter who you beat.
No, and then, as bad as I felt on Thursday night about Joe Flacco, I kind of backed off on Baker Mayfield after watching him last night. We'll get to that in a little bit. But,
Dan?
What?
10:04, first Baker Mayfield drop of the day for Mandy.
He had a rough night last night. Do we agree?
He did have a rough night.
It was a rough game.
He's not getting a whole lot of help because his skill position guys are beat up.
Are you defending Baker Mayfield?
Slightly.
Wow. I don't even know you.
Every starting defensive back from the beginning of the season for the Lions was out. So
it was a weird game. And I kept thinking they could come back, but I still want to get to that in a little bit. What I really want to talk about is Kevin Stefanski. And what we saw on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it the Kev-o-meter? Is it the Stefansometer? I don't know how you want to play it, but I was trying to get a gauge for how people feel about Kevin Stefanski today. And, last week the pitchforks were out. Folks were like, if he doesn't win this game, he probably won't have a job on Monday. Whoever loses that game is not going to have a job. Well, meanwhile, both guys still have a job. How'd that work out?
A little surprise. Mike McDaniel's still employed, by the way.
You are the fifth person to say that to me in the last 24 hours.
You talked to a lot of folks.
I did. And a lot of people were saying the same thing. They were like, I don't know how that guy still has a job. I don't know how he still has a job either, but you saw the way his team played. But Jeff, as far as the stress, the pressure, the heat, the inferno, where is Kevin Stefanski right now? Like, where do you see gauge his, I don't want to say his future, but the heat. How hot is his seat? How hot is the seat?
Yeah. Not very.
Do you think it would have been this way had they lost?
I think it would have been a little warmer. The issue here to me is still this, Andy. I know people don't like to hear this. I think Kevin can coach. When he has skill position players to work with, when he has an offensive line that is healthy enough, I think he does a good job with that. Like most NFL coaches, he's not going to take not very good talent and win big. And so with that thought in mind, I would think, if you're ownership, that you have to look at your head coach with an equal eye to looking at the roster. In other words, okay, our coach is doing what he can with what he's been given to work with. I think it's one of the worst skill position groups in the NFL. I just don't think these guys are there yet. And will they ever be there? There's the question. You know, I don't know. We all know about what I think is a lack of proven talent. And let's go with proven, because I think there are some talented guys. You know, that some of these guys I think might be able to play, but they're not proven yet. And it's tough to win with guys who haven't proven themselves in the NFL.
Your
best guy is still your running back who's played in 6 games?
I just don't feel a gigantic upside for the wide receiving core. And I sit here and I stare at these names and I'm like, is this guy, like, we look at all the other rookies and we're like, oh, I can see it. I can kind of see it here. I see it. I get it.
Well, take a look around the NFL. Take a look at last night's games. Sam Darnold's throwing to your guy, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Oh, he looks so good.
Oh, my God. Is he good? Baker was throwing to Emeka Abuka last night.
Trying to. Tez Johnson had a fantastic.
Well, they get Tez Johnson in the 7th round.
I know. And
he looks like a player.
So he goes in, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. 7th rounder. How did they do that? How did they get a guy with that much talent in the 7th round?
Mike Evans gets hurt again. You know, and Mike Evans is one of the great wide receivers in the NFL. He's out maybe for the season now. It's this. Our team hasn't identified those guys at wide receiver. I mean, they've missed repeatedly. And that's how, Andy. That's how. You got to – the position of wide receiver is becoming one of those in the NFL to me where almost like quarterback, almost, not completely, almost, where, man, you better draft those stud wide receivers in the first round. And if you don't get them there, by golly, you better take them really high in the 2nd round. Because after that,
because these third rounders haven't been working out.
Well,
for
you're
this
keeping
team.
Your fingers crossed. You know, I mean, there are third rounders in the NFL who are doing a nice job, but look at the teams that load up with guys. You know, in Tampa Bay is the perfect example. Perfect example: McMillan, Godwin, Evans. Well, that's a big three. Well, they're all hurt, but then they come out and they get Tez Johnson. Well, that works. You know, the young guy who scored touchdowns in 2 straight games now looks like he's a player. And they just keep – and then they draft Abuka from Ohio State. So you reload when you don't need to reload. You keep adding talent to that position. Our team hasn't done that. And so to get back to your original point –
I'm trying to remember the last time we truly added a lot of talent.
At wide receiver?
Yeah.
It's been a while. But that goes back to your original point. I don't think Kevin Stefanski has been given a lot to work with. In this situation, I can't say that he's done a great job with what he's been given to work with. But let's see. They're 2-5. And you keep losing, you're going to be in trouble. That's the way it works in the NFL as a head coach.
Right.
If you can bounce back a little bit and turn, you know, I think the best guy they had there, the most promising guy, is out right now with an injury, and that's Cedric Tillman. I think Cedric has some ability, and I think he might be able to become the type of wide receiver we want to see here.
The part of Kevin Stefanski, like, I just don't, I feel like there's, as much as those guys are all together and they talk about being one voice, I guess maybe that's the reason why I think he does have job security. That perhaps you're right, even if they would have lost on Sunday, he would still have a job today.
Well,
It felt, though, last week for the first time in his entire tenure that, like, the piranhas were like swarming around him.
Big trouble.
And, like, he was the one that was going to be the scapegoat in this whole thing.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I think if, let's just go real hypothetical here, but it's the reality of the NFL. If at the end of the season, ownership decides that they need to change the front office, you're going to change the coach, too.
For sure.
Because you want them to be in sync with each other. And
you could change the coach and keep the front office, but you're right. If the front office is gone,
the front office
is gone.
Changes, you change the coach. I do think you could change the coach and not change the front office. So I think they're a package deal if the front office decides or the ownership decides that the roster's not good enough. On the other hand, has one pretty solid draft saved Andrew Berry's position in ownership's mind?
It maybe bought him another year.
I don't know. Maybe. You know, you didn't touch the offensive line and you really didn't touch wide receiver.
So maybe that's his.
Those are two positions that are hurting you right now.
I would think O-line would be top priority next year. Don't you?
No, I would think quarterback still is.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. Outside of quarterback, you're right.
Then it's offensive line and wide receiver. Maybe not in that order.
It seems to me the way they would play it is that they would go to the wide receiver.
It's interesting
third
to me
on the priority list there.
I think Andrew's well, but then we're going to keep talking about the same thing, Andy. You know, you might be able to go get wide receiver. You're going to have to sign somebody next year, and I hate to look too far down the road. I think you're going to have to make a significant signing at wide receiver or offensive line. Significant, in other words, spend a lot of money. Because I don't think...
Are you saying fix one of the problems with free agency or try to... How are you fixing the
problem? I don't think you have enough draft capital to fix the three main problems that you have. Quarterback, wide receiver, offensive line.
Well, I would say they probably have enough to at least...
Make the move at
quarterback.
If not two.
Yeah, two. But you're right. They are going to have to fix some stuff with free agency. I don't think there's any question. But again, let's go back to...
You saw Sam Darnold last night, right? We've seen Daniel Jones... Those guys were looking for jobs last year. But because of the situation the Browns were in at quarterback money-wise, with all the money tied up in Deshaun Watson, Browns weren't going to be in play for those guys, probably.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Again, I don't even know if I want to... Do we want to scale this? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you... What was Kevin on Friday on a scale of 1 to 10?
For what? Trouble?
Heat, yeah.
Is higher number the...
Yeah, higher. The higher, the worse.
4.
Oh, really?
5.
Oh, I don't know. I felt like it was 7-8.
It felt like that Friday. Because, you know, everybody in our business was creating it. We haven't heard ownership say Kevin's in trouble. We haven't heard Andrew Berry say anything that anybody's in trouble.
We haven't heard
him
say anything about anything. I mean, he made 2 trades and he made Kevin answer all the questions. I Dan, if you had to give me a number, where was he on Friday? Where is he today?
7 or 8.
So we're
Friday,
the same thing. Yeah.
And I think now you're down to a 5.
And if they win again, he'll have a chance to chip away at that number.
And it's down to probably about a 3. Yeah, if they beat the Patriots going into the bye, it's at a 3. If they lose to the Patriots going into the bye, if it's close, I think it stays at a 5. If they get run off the field, I think it's back to a 7 or an 8 again, and we might be talking about a new coach on Monday.
You think we're back at that point? Well, no.
Yes.
Because of the bye week? Because they would have
because
a week?
Because of the bye week. Because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it then.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I feel like he was a 7 or an 8 on Friday. I think he's backed this thing down to about a 5, maybe a 4.5. And you're right. And if they can win again, if they win against New England, that'd be impressive. And style points don't really matter. If they win,
they've won 4 straight, but only one team that you think they beat during that stretch is, boy, that's a good win.
Hmm. All right. Where are you on Kevin Stefanski? I don't want to call it the Kevometer or the Stefanski meter
well,
or whatever
you just did.
It's one of those, but I mean, really, that's kind of where we are. How much did Sunday's game change your opinion on what the future of Kevin Stefanski could be? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. A little bit of a conversation here. You got a chance to watch the Browns play on Sunday. You got a chance to watch the Browns win on Sunday. They're sitting here with New England straight ahead. And prior to the game on Sunday, everyone was looking at Kevin Stefanski saying, I think he's done. This thing's over. Where are we going with this thing? The play calling was being unbelievably ridiculed. Everything Kevin was doing, I mean, the phones were just lit, on, especially on Friday, with folks that were ready to say goodbye. Now, you sit here, and it's Tuesday after they won, and everybody just went, all right, I'll simmer down now. Because I think people were looking for an answer. And I Jeff, both you and I agree
they're
that
they're still just 2-5, though.
It's a simmer down. It's not a...
Is that like simmer?
No, it's simmer. Simmer down.
Isn't there a health group in Akron? Simmer Health?
Simmer Healthcare?
Oh, no, that's sorry.
No, wrong one. No, I think people chilled out a little bit on this, but I still think, you know, just one bad game or one bad play call, and then everyone will come right back on this thing. Although we gave you the numbers on what we thought. Although, Jeff, you were significantly lower than what Dan and I thought about, you know, where he was sitting and the heat that was actually on him last week. I don't know. I'm still wondering. The other part of that, too, that we brought up in the last segment was, where is Andrew Berry? Is he waiting for the bye week this week? It's just when teams make trades, general managers should come out and talk.
Well, yeah, that's
you just throw your coach under
true.
The bus, whether he likes it or not.
You know, one thing I think that is, I think it's a problem, and I wonder why this has been the case. You have a head coach with an offensive background, even though he played DB in college.
Sure,
he has a coaching background on the offensive side of the ball. And yet, as a general manager, most of the moves it seems you've made of significance have been on the defensive side of the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
You've not gone out of your way in this last draft, maybe not completely with Quinshon being a second-round pick. Maybe that's a little going away from it. But you still took two defensive guys with your first two picks on a team that was lacking seriously in offensive skill position talent and offensive line. You know, you could use some depth there, obviously. And I just think that's an interesting thing. I don't think you're giving your offensive-minded coach enough to work with. But you're more than willing to make the argument that, well, if you're an offensive coach, you should get more out of what you have. And I think at times he has.
Yeah, I don't know how this offense sings without wide receivers. And you know, Sunday...
Especially as much as they've thrown the ball so far.
Yeah. So are we now relying... I don't know if you heard the Wyatt Teller quote that they ran at the end of the morning show, but just Wyatt talking about running the ball, and he thinks that running the ball is the right way to go. Do you think Kevin changes his mind here about where what is the right way to go here? You still have a quarterback that doesn't have an interception through, what, three starts now, although he said two that were, you know, changed. One was both on penalty, right? Yeah, both on penalty. And, you know, do you continue to throw the ball at the rate, or did he run the ball on Sunday because of the rain, or does he think running the ball is the right way to go? Like Wyatt Teller had said in that soundbite that they played at the end of the morning show.
I think what you have to do is you have to coach each game individually. But, and you know, I'm a big fan. The way the Detroit Lions play football is to be a great way to play football. And last night they had 164 yards rushing. Now, Jahmyr Gibbs busted off a great big long 78-yard touchdown run. So that's a key part of that. But that's what happens. Quinshon Judkins busts off a 46-yard touchdown run. And you had Jared Goff throw it 29 times. Okay, that's reasonable. You know, that's not 52
no.
for a rookie quarterback behind an offensive line that wasn't pass blocking well. And Goff had 241 yards passing. Well, that's just fine. But what does Detroit, and they base their game on running the football and dominating the line of scrimmage with their offensive line. And like Penei Sewell, terrific offensive lineman. That's where their game is. But guess what? They have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They have Jameson Williams. They have Sam Laporta. Though they are geared to run the ball, and that's what Dan Campbell wants to do is run the ball, boy, do they have weapons in the passing game, and they have a dang good quarterback in Jared Goff. So, Andy, that's what you want to get to. Yeah, we're a running team, but boy, look at the passing weapons we have. Because the league is geared to pass the ball. The rules are geared to pass the ball.
Yeah, how about a game? What a game for Gibbs last night.
Wow. Oh, he was good.
200 all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
Between rushing and receiving. I was looking for a little more David Montgomery. I thought we'd see a little bit more.
They were supposed to balance it out a little bit more. And David got a lot of carries, 13, but he had nowhere to go.
Yeah, I like
21 yards rushing.
Let's hit the phones here for a second. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Hi, Cool Ray. Cool Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing today,
hey,
man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Mr. Phelps, I agree with a lot of things you say, but when it comes to Stefanski, man,
Cool Ray, we disagree completely on that. Move on from that, will you?
You give this guy so much credit. Like, he's been here 6 years. He's had talent. And then when
Cool Ray, he won with it.
What? But he does nothing with it except two playoff appearances, and that's it. And then when he had talent,
he won 11 games and went to the playoffs. Move on.
Then you're looking at this talent we have now. That's him and the ownership. You can't blame the players if they refuse to go get offensive talent. That's him, and they make these decisions. We can't keep blaming it.
Kevin Stefanski doesn't control the roster. That's Andrew Berry's job.
That's his job, too. They came out and said they joined at the hip.
Well, are they?
This is an A-plus show.
Are they?
They must be. They keep saying it.
I don't know.
Y'all two are the A-plus show. In order, if Andy leaves, they're going to put an A-plus talent next to you. They're not going to weaken your team.
Oh, I don't know, man. With Jeff? No, I think they're going D-minus.
So this is what we're looking at.
I think he's done a really solid job when he's been given talent. He doesn't have the talent right now. If they don't win, it's going to cost him his job.
Whose job is it, Andy?
To get the talent?
It's Andrew Berry's job.
So here's the problem I have. I think it's Andrew Berry's job too, but I think Paul DePodesta has got his hands in all of it.
He's losing this team, and that's what everybody keeps saying, because we're seeing the cracks. Like, if something's going on, and that can't be the best. And I know, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm a Shador fan. We'll never see him on the field ever as a Browns.
If he gets hurt. If Gabriel gets hurt, you're not going to have a choice.
Other than that, to all y'all Shador fans, including myself, give it up. You'll never see him, because the scenario's out there that Gabriel's better than him. And they cannot Shedeur can never hit the field and see that he's better than Gabriel. So you'll never see it. And because of that, you'll just give that fantasies up. And because of that, Stefanski could never, if that's ever happened, he's definitely going to get fired. So
Corey, let me.
Corey, you're not factoring Andrew Berry into any of this.
I'm factoring him because this is my thing. I don't think Andrew Berry is definitely responsible, but this is the thing I don't like about the NFL. I don't like teams that let the head coach pick their boss. I hate that scenario.
They didn't do that.
No, that didn't happen here.
They didn't do that.
I think it's supposed to be the GM picks your boss, supposed to pick his subordinates, and y'all work together.
My guess is Paul DePodesta picked both of them.
Yeah, in particular, Stefanski, because we knew that.
With input from the Haskins.
Yeah. So, all right, Corey, thank you. Appreciate it. I see a couple paths to Gabriel getting on the field. One, unfortunately, would be, I'm sorry, to Sanders getting on the field. One, and again, this is this season. The one path is, and I don't wish this on anybody, but if for some reason Gabriel couldn't play,
sure,
Sanders would be forced into action.
It's the NFL, guys get hurt.
The other thing is if Gabriel, doesn't go forward and doesn't progress at all, and Sanders has changed their minds at practice that he deserves it, I think there's an opportunity there. Sanders would have to start lighting things up at practice if he given the opportunity. Again, he's got to reshape the way his bosses think about him. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah. Let's not ignore this fact. Okay, they drafted one guy ahead of the other. Mm-hmm. So immediately that tells you who they liked better.
Sure.
But second thought, take a look at what a good organization did, front office and coaching staff, in San Francisco. They traded up to get Trey Lance. I mean, they gave up number ones and everything else to go get Trey Lance. And then they bring in Brock Purdy as a seventh-round pick. And Kyle Shanahan, I've read some great stories about it. Kyle Shanahan told John Lynch, dude, our best quarterback is the seventh-round pick. That's our best guy. And they bit the bullet and made the move. Okay, we're going to start the seventh-round pick. If Shedeur goes out on the practice field and is terrific, Andy, as you said, he'll start. Through three starts so far, Dylan Gabriel has shown us this. Okay, I can run an NFL offense, and I can hold down the fort.
And I'm not going to turn the ball over.
I don't think he has shown us yet that he can be a franchise-type quarterback starting. You've got your quarterback situation taken care of, and I can go win games for you. That'll happen if and when he's put into that situation. But I think we're still waiting for that. So far, my impression of Dylan Gabriel has been, all right, he looks competent. Does he look good? No. Does he look bad? No. Does he look competent? Yeah. There are a lot of competent guys in the NFL. They don't start.
It's true. All right, I'm going to roll on with this conversation about Kevin Stefanski, too, because I'm still curious your vibe on him right now, if it's changed since the win on Sunday. But the next question I want to ask you is, look, we're looking at the NFL trade deadline, which is coming up, what do we got, November?
November 4th.
November 4th, right? So, which is also election day, too, isn't it? So
vote for Baskin.
Yeah, we'll put a chicken in everyone's neighborhood. The question then becomes, does this alter what your vision of the trade deadline might have been for the Browns if you've turned the corner on Kevin and said, okay, you know what? They got to win. If they get another win this weekend, totally changed my mind.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
216-474-0092, Mary Kay Cabot, coming up at 11. All right, so we've been kicking around some stuff to start the show. Obviously, we've got a lot of stuff coming up later in the show, but the biggest thing is that we take a look at Sunday and we say to ourselves, okay, the Browns are a better team than we thought. Maybe they're going in the right direction. That team they beat wasn't very good. And prior to that, Dan and I both thought the heat on Kevin Stefanski was about an 8, and it's backed off to 4.5. Is that what you said?
I put it at a 5.
Okay, I'll go with there. 4.55 right there for me. Jeff thought it was a little bit less going into this. I think that people have really chilled out since Sunday, but it only gets you to the next week, and what they do against New England is going to make a big difference, especially because you're going to be sitting on it for 2 weeks with a bye, right? So you're going to be contemplating a lot of things, and people need to write and people need to talk too. So if they can leave this thing on Sunday on a good note, on a winning note, the optimism will be way better than it was last Friday, and that's where we'll stand. But I think there are folks that are still like, I don't know about Kevin. I don't know about this.
I don't think they're going to make any kind of changes at all until after the season, if then.
Unless it goes complete. Can't you see them if
in week 14 or 15?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that before weeks. Because with 4 weeks to go, if you think that maybe Jim Schwartz is the coach that you want in the future, you want to take things in a different direction for the last 4 weeks, then you say exit stage right to your coach who's now, first year of an extension.
So I would think if they make a move that they would go outside the organization.
I have no answer on that.
I don't either.
If Jim Schwartz wanted to coach, what he's done with the defense this year has definitely proved it, that he could. I don't think there's any, and we know he's done it before.
He's been a head coach before. He's not been an overly successful head coach, but that doesn't mean he couldn't be this time around.
Yeah, we know sometimes the second time around is a little bit better than the first.
Absolutely right. So. I think Jim's a great football coach, but I just kind of get the impression that they would do something different.
The next point,
if they did anything at all.
The next point to this, too, is does this change what you think the Browns should do at the deadline coming up on November 4th? Fred is in Maple Heights. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Hey, gentlemen. So, I think at the end of the day, man, it's all pointing towards the guy who nobody sees, and that's the guy above who Andrew Berry, right? That's
Paul DePodesta. Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of strengthening the Browns organization. Has he done that? Has he done that since he's been here?
Fred, let me ask you this, because I don't know. Do you know exactly what he does? I don't know.
According to what I looked up while I was on hold, he's in charge of strengthening the Browns organization.
Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean making sure that you're putting in football fields in the community? Because that strengthens the organization in the community. I'm not trying to be a smart guy. I don't know what the guy does.
Well, what he's supposed to be doing, any guy in that position is supposed to be scouting the player development analytics and roster construction. That's what we're complaining of.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, right?
So maybe, Fred. He's like the mystery man.
Well, but see, if he's supposed to be doing his job, if he's not out to lunch, right?
Yeah, but we don't know exactly what his job is. I would think it has to do with analytics and players and analysis and all that. But we don't really know.
Well, that's the problem, right? The fact that we don't know, but the fact that that's what he's supposed to be doing.
According to you and some things that we've seen written, you know who knows what he's supposed to do?
The Haslams.
That's it. You nailed it, Fred. That's it.
I understand it, but it's kind of messed up. I mean, I still think Stefanski is on the hot seat, but if we're complaining about the talent that he's getting, that Andrew Berry's giving him, it seems like somebody's over him, right? Supposed to be over him. And not a baseball guy, if we could really just go there, right? So if we had a football guy there in that position and not a baseball guy, I think the Browns would have more strengthening going on. I just would think so, man. I mean, it's systems. This is systems. This is SOPs. This is logistics. This is stuff that he should be doing. And the fact that we don't know what he's doing, but we're, you know, looking at Stefanski, we're looking at Andrew Berry, but we need to be looking at the other guy.
And Fred, let me say.
Thanks, Fred. By the way, Paul D. Podesta played college football at Harvard.
He's not a baseball guy. You know what he is?
He's an analytics guy.
He's a sports analytics guy.
Thanks, Fred.
Yeah. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I feel, you know, he plays wide receiver at Harvard. I don't know. What does that count for?
We don't need to know what he does. This isn't a publicly traded company. I shouldn't even say that. This isn't a public company. This isn't owned by the people. This isn't anything like that. We don't need to know what he does.
No. The only people who need to know what he does are Jimmy and D. Haslam.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But I think the other part of this, though, is if you have failure after failure after failure, then you assume that whatever he's doing is failure.
Yeah, but we don't know what he's doing.
But you have no idea what he's doing.
Well, no.
What he's doing a failure when you don't know what he's failing
at? If the team that he is hired to be the director of strategic planning is not winning, that's failure.
Maybe the strategic planning has to do completely.
He's the RC Cola guy that got the deal for the RC Cola.
There it is.
Maybe
he's running business operations and we don't know it.
Maybe
he's the one
buying up all the land in Berea and making sure that you get the new practice facility. We have no idea what this man does. So there's no point in blaming him for anything because you don't know what he does.
I can't blame him for the roster because though he did that in baseball, I don't know that he's necessarily doing that in football.
All right, well, then I'll lay this out for you. Was he not the man? Did we not hear this numerous times? He was the man that wanted Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach. That's a fact. Yes, that was a fact.
The year before.
That he was the one that wanted Kevin. If that's true, then what? Now can you assess something about what he does?
I have no idea what he does. I'm 99% sure we could walk around that entire front office and go, who do you want to be as the coach of the Cleveland Browns? And I think you'd get 20 answers. Like, I have no idea what this man does. This flat out is like in the same way that I do not know what vice presidents of colleges and universities do.
I do. Cash checks.
Exactly. I feel the same way about Paul DePodesta, where it's like, I have no idea what
you do. I mean, if he's doing analytics, that maybe he's helping the team print money.
Maybe.
If there's analytics to this, I mean, obviously there's more to it than...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jim in Strongsville. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry, Jim.
We're all mad as hell. We don't know what we're mad about.
Jim, go ahead. I ask the same thing about Dan every day, by the way.
You what about Dan?
I ask the same question about Dan every day.
Yeah, yeah, what's he do?
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out, too.
No, listen, Jeff, I agree with you. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good head coach. I think where the problem comes in is that, look, if he was just the head coach, it would be great. But I think his ego, and I mean, he's got an ego, obviously. His ego when it comes to the offensive side of the ball and relationships with quarterbacks and development with quarterbacks. Look, I think if he was just the head coach, he'd be a really good head coach because I think he handles his players well overall across the team. But I just think if he would start stepping away from the offense, but he's shown such a reluctance to do that. And I get it. You hired him because he was an offensive guru. But the problem is now you have him as a head coach. And when you look at these teams that you say, well, you know, the Steelers went through struggles and this guy went through struggles. They didn't hire an offensive guy or a defensive guy. Look where those has happened. They're special teams guys. There's Harbaugh. There's Tomlin. There's before that you had what's his name in Pittsburgh. Yes, with those guys, they were managing the whole team. The problem with Kevin is he's so intimately linked with this offense, and it's his own ego that's keeping him linked to it. He could have at any point brought in an offensive coordinator and says, hey, you run the show. I trust you. You know, a guy with a name, and stepped away from it and said, I'm going to be the head coach, the CEO. And he just hasn't done that. And I don't know that he has the ability to do that.
And you know what, Jim? I can't disagree with anything you just said. But I also still will wonder, I'd like to see more offensive talent on the team and see what he can do. There are a lot of head coaches that, you know, handle the offense and do stuff. And has Kevin done a great job with that? No, he hasn't, clearly. But again, you know, we went over yesterday. We just mentioned, and Andy Reid, you know, you see Andy calling the plays and doing his thing. And look at all of the weapons they have on their offense. You know, yeah. And when they have some wide receivers that might have question marks, they bring in some other guys. And you know, I think the Chiefs have five wide receivers that we'd probably take over anybody on our team, maybe other than Jerry Jeudy. Well, now that's a Super Bowl contender,
right?
You know, and they just keep bringing them in. That's what I'd love to see our team do, but our team doesn't do that. And instead, we'd buy these lottery tickets. And as I find out on a daily basis, those lottery tickets don't cash very well.
Nick is in a car. Hey, Nick.
Under no way, shape, or form should anyone be simmered down or simmered down or whatever the hell you want to say in regards to Kevin Stefanski.
It feels that way.
He won a single game against a floundering franchise. He had no choice but to run the ball, with winds being 40, 50 miles an hour. He's 5-20 in his last 25 games, going back to the playoff loss against Houston. He loses us football games. He loses us two or three football games a year. Your head coach cannot lose you that many football games. He's an awesome 55-minute football coach. He's great. Guys, he's not it. The consistency's not there. The motivation is not there. He says the same damn thing at the end of every game, win or lose. If it's win, they send the cameras in and it's, how about that team win? Oh, wow, that's real motivational. If it's a lose, we all got to be better. We all got to coach better.
Which all has nothing to do with the way the team plays on the field, the way he responds in a press conference. But that's okay.
Is that Jeff just
his overall style and personality doesn't influence the way the team plays? Are you nuts?
Yes, I am.
Are you
nuts? Yes, I am, Nick.
Because you're going to see this week, you're going to see Mike Vrabel coach circles around Kevin Stefanski with, quite frankly, a pretty level talented football team. I know you guys are going to bring up Drake May. He's having a great year. Jerod Mayo had basically the same exact roster that Mike Vrabel has right now.
Nick, you haven't asked who would we rather have as a head coach, Mike Vrabel or Kevin Stefanski?
My point is, we're talking about he doesn't have enough talent. Coaches make players better. Mike Vrabel is doing it right now in New England.
Okay.
You are going to see Mike Vrabel coach circles around Kevin Stefanski this Sunday with a not-so-talented roster.
There we go. Thank you, Nick, in the car. All right, so maybe one guy wasn't simmer down.
He's got a lot more skill position talent. He does.
That Mike does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I would much rather have Mike Vrabel as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. I think Mike's a terrific coach. And that's nothing against Kevin. I think Mike's one of the better coaches in the league, personally.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us next.
He just talked about consistency. Give me 20 seconds.
Go.
Take a look at the first 4 years Kevin was here.
Yeah.
It's pretty consistent. And the win totals didn't drop off the face of the earth like they did last year. What happened last year? You had a quarterback that was your guy who you had to play because he was making all the money, even though he wasn't playing well. Then he got hurt. And so, look, I don't think Kevin's the best coach in the league. I also know that he's not the worst. And when he's had some talent to work with on the offensive side of the ball, they've won some games. I'm not going to put him in anybody's coach's Hall of Fame. But I think the offensive talent is lacking on this team. So go ahead and tell me I'm stupid because I think Kevin can coach when he has talent. I'm fine with that.
Mary Kay Cabot up next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.